Sherry Preston, the Idaho prison inmate who escaped from a Boise lockup with the help of an accomplice found following a two-day manhunt. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly says the two are now accused of two murders while on the run.
We did find the shackles at the scene of one of the homicides, so that's one of the ways that we tied them together.
The two men captured separately about 130 miles from Boise. The U.N. Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. Lawmakers in Congress have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown over the weekend. There's a vote set for today. A publicly traded shell company looking to merge with former President Trump's social media outlet. If it gets the okay, Trump would get a big payout. This is ABC News. When it comes to paying for a roof over your head, the scales have tipped a lot in favor of renting. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The average monthly payment right now on a new apartment lease is about $2,100. When you look at the average monthly payment on a new home mortgage, it's almost $3,000. So in other words, it's about 40% more expensive to buy right now than to rent when you're just comparing those monthly costs on average. Obviously, this data is going to change based on where you live. There are some markets that rent is more. There are markets where it's a lot more to buy.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A lot of people back in a buying mood, though. National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes surged 9.5% last month. And a game played in the basements of a lot of homes is celebrating half a century. Dungeons & Dragons, marking its 50th anniversary, partnering with Converse. Limited edition D&D Chuck Taylors will debut next month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by Soulseed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of Soulseed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. Soulseed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments, who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is challenging thousands of signatures in a petition looking to force a recall election against him, while the state Supreme Court is deciding whether the signatures need to come from the maps he was elected on or the state's new legislative maps. Voss says they're short either way. He says that nearly 100 pages of signatures have a litany of errors and should be tossed. A former associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. It was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badger women in the Frozen Four.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team, led by Kirsten Sims, are in New Hampshire for the Frozen Four, looking to repeat as national champions. They face off tonight against Colgate. Badgers head coach Mark Johnson.
Obviously, the magnitudes of the game are higher. Everybody can see the finish line now. There's only four teams left, and the season's over on Sunday, and somebody's going to be a national championship Sunday afternoon, early evening.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants last night, 7-6. That snapped Milwaukee's five-game winning streak. NBA, the Bucks down the Nets, 114-108. Giannis able to play after missing two games with a sore hamstring. March Madness, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Wisconsin back in the big dance for the first time in 2 years. Max Klesman asked if they're excited for tonight's game.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and, like, put up a shot at the March Madness logo during the shoot around.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX. The John and Gordy Show, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and social media. That's where you'll find us. You can even watch us on social media. We have our black t-shirts on today.
Yep.
We're two rough guys here. Rough
and tumble
guys.
It's amazing how much, we don't plan out, obviously, what we're going to wear.
Exactly.
You know, we don't call each other the night before, what are you wearing on Facebook? Well, I don't know, what are you wearing? No, we don't do that. But
oh
it's amazing
gosh,
how
they're
similar.
Twinning.
Yes.
Wow.
We end up wearing very similar clothing almost every day. You know, same kind of flannel shirt, the same t-shirt. And here it happened again.
We're the guys who created the trend of flannel shirts this winter. It was
Is
us.
Is that us?
Yeah.
Okay.
We created that.
Is that a trend specifically this winter?
Yes, sure. It was.
Oh,
it was.
I wear flannel all the time.
See, you didn't even know it. You were influenced by us.
Well, everybody's talking about the snow this morning. Look at it coming down right now. It's really kicked in again. Okay. I don't know, maybe a couple of inches overnight. We're waiting to hear from our John and Gordy weather spotters across, Wisconsin. But so far, nobody's given us a report.
No.
But it looks
don't care.
It's a little slippery out there. So just slow down, watch out, be sure to check out your windshield wipers and allow a little extra travel time on blah, blah, blah.
I hate to break this to you, but the days of a weather spotter are over.
Yeah, days of yesterday.
It's gone.
It's
no longer relevant.
No, it's not. Nobody cares how much snow is on the back porch of Mrs. McGillicuddy's birdhouse or whatever the hell. Doesn't matter. Hey, it's time for our Ride Into Spring Text Into Win contest, John.
All right.
Because this is the 7 o'clock hour. Now, we do this on all the civic media stations at 7, 10, 1, and 3. We give out the keyword. You have to have the civic media app. This is a text to win contest only.
Right.
So you got to have the app. You can get that from the Apple Store or the Google Play Store or wherever you get your
app.
You
won't regret it.
No. It's a great app and has all of our stations on it, all the news, all the stuff. And that's the way to text in to win. And we've had some winners so far, a lot of winners of our Chula Vista overnight stays. We give away four of those a day statewide. This is a statewide contest. So now it's time for me to reveal the keyword for the 7 o'clock hour, which is green. So green is the word for this hour. So you have to text in before 8 o'clock on your civic media app in order to enter the contest. And who knows, you could win one of those overnight stays at Chula Vista, or everybody that's entered is eligible to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, some fine blenders for the kitchen, and more. So get your texting going here and text in the word green into the Civic Media app. Green is the word for the 7 o'clock
Texts
hour.
Texts are rolling in now.
They are.
There we go.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about Trump, and we have a phone call in regards to Trump here. Dick, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dick.
The weather out here on Highway 19 by Wanakee all the way to 51, it's clear, wet pavement, basically like rain.
There you go. Your weather spotter has made it into the show.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Dick. Okay.
But to Trump real briefly, I'm reminded of an old Creedence song, Fortunate Son.
Yeah.
Don't let him sell the properties for what he values them at tax time.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, the house suddenly looks like a rummage sale.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, when he's valuing anything for sale, he sandbags and says it's the Taj Mahal.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, it's probably somewhere in between, but I'd say it's on the, we'd give it to him on the lower end where he goes at tax time.
Right.
That's what we give him.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
He could be the agent, you know. He could try to sell them for whatever he thinks they're worth. I would love to see that happen.
Snake oil sales.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Oh, you know. I'd like to see that happen. We never got to the Mean Farmer today,
We'll still have time. We'll get to
it. All right. Hey, thanks. Is that it? Is that all you have for us?
Well,
you have a little money?
My dad used to say, how about a nickel's worth of $5 bills? Think about that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, man.
Thank you, Dick.
Appreciate it. Let's get to recalling Ron Johnson now, okay?
Okay.
I'm on board.
Yes.
We haven't even talked about it, but I'm on board. Let's review, okay?
All right.
And I've got a few cuts here. Okay. You'd be interested in.
All right. Let's
see. Under more questioning,
yes.
Lev Parnas, the guy who worked for Giuliani and was a diplomat basically for Russia.
Right.
He pointed out at the conspiracy driven Ron Johnson as the willing dupe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ron Johnson was all involved in
who
all
he
this.
Said jumped on board to spread that Russian disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically 10 years old, but no, why not? Spread it. He never suspected. Ron Johnson never suspected that this was maybe Russian propaganda. He doesn't think this stuff through at all. That's why we call him Dumb Ron Johnson. And let's go to track 563. Here's
authors of the Republican Burisma report would be your, quote, guy in the Senate to push all the information, end quote. What did you mean by that?
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
So when the media was getting skeptical about pushing disinformation after they've proven it wrong time and time again, the plan was to have a U.S. senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation even further.
Correct, because we had Congressman Nunez already doing it, so Senator Ron Johnson jumped on board.
Jumped on board.
This Congress, both Chairman Coomer and Chairman Jordan, have centered this entire sham impeachment hearing on an FBI tip sheet. This tip sheet made wild claims about bribery that didn't even come close to being backed up. And in fact, it's all being proved to be one big lie. Mr. Parnas, is the allegation in the FBI tip sheet based on the same fabricated claims that Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani flew you to Ukraine to dig up?
Yes.
There you go.
I also want to make it clear that the informant allegedly behind this tip sheet is facing criminal charges for lying about the Biden family and was a known fraud for years before that. The same fabricated claim kept popping up and getting smacked down over and over again. In fact, our colleagues at the Foreign Affairs Committee did some amazing work on this in an investigation and found that this lie dates back to December 2015, almost 10 years ago. Do you happen to know the article that I'm referring to?
I don't know the exact article, but I do know that the slide has started way back in 2015.
About 10 years ago, it was an article entitled, quote, "The Ukrainian Scam of the Biden Family," end quote. And it was posted to a Russian language media website registered in a city in Russian-occupied Crimea. Mr. Parnas, do you have any doubt that this fabrication claim, the claim that Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani sent you to Ukraine to try to dig up more information on, is part of Russian propaganda and an effort to destabilize Ukraine and undermine our democracy?
As I sit here today, I have zero doubt that Russia is involved. This is a Russian campaign to interfere in our elections.
Thank you.
That's
wow. Yeah.
That's basically it. 10-year-old information that Ron Johnson jumped onto and just promoted like hell. Wow. Oh, my gosh. This guy is so stupid. Absolutely stupid. And basically, it was kind of a, you know, watch this. Watch this hand over here. And don't watch this hand. The Trump family. The Trump crime family hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are like profiting like crazy while Trump was in power.
Yes.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Jared and Ivanka is just crazy, the money they had.
Money was rolling in.
Yeah. And then, of course, $2 billion after they leave office. Oh, let's forget about that.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I don't know. But here's more of the story. Cut 562.
What's your response to his accusation that you helped do the bidding of Russians by digging up dirt on the Bidens?
It's an outrageous, false accusation. It's actually outrageous. The Democrats would call him as a witness. He's a convicted felon. Again, our report has stood the test of time, has laid the foundation, laid out the evidence of the corruption of the Biden family, and now the House has just added to that record with documentation. Have the Bidens explain those. The email records of 10% for the big guy, and then all of a sudden Joe Biden gets a $40,000 check from a $400,000 disbursement or cash inflow into those accounts. The truth of the matter is, we have the documents that show that the Biden crime family is corrupt and they were peddling influence.
And in that $40,000
yeah?
was a loan payment paid back by part of the Biden family to Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the check is all about.
Yeah. The Biden crime family. He's trying to get that out there as a thing, as a phrase.
That's what they're talking about all the time on Fox News. The Biden crime
family. Who's in the Biden crime family? Joe and his son Hunter and his brother Jim.
Well, way back when. Way back when, by the way, they used to call Bush the Bush crime family.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing came out of that. It's just nothing. There's no there.
Yeah. And even James Comer said this. He said, it certainly is plausible that the $40,000 check was a loan repayment.
Right.
But even if it were, he said, it still shows how Joe benefited from his family cashing in on his name with money from China, no less. And it's like, so what? Oh, well, you know. No one cashed in on Trump's name.
No, not at all.
This is so crazy. Let's play this last cut. Basically, this is the bottom line for impeachment, 564.
This is just at the point now where it's become a joke. It's ridiculous. I mean, look at the hearing today. We had one witness testifying from prison. We had another witness who's a disgraced business person who has lied over and over again. And this has just been a long line of frauds, spies, people that are being convicted of crimes as witnesses in this massive scam that the Republican House majority has put on the American people. So it is over. We need to move on.
One of your colleagues, Congressman Moskowitz, showed up to the hearing today in a Vladimir Putin mask, which should either make you want to laugh or cry, depending on how you feel about it.
What happened today was truly amazing, even by our standards. I mean, it is one thing to say that this thing is falling apart, but that actually understates how horrifically bad this is. I mean, this was dumb and dumber. Calling out by name, Senator Ron Johnson, Congressman Pete Sessions. But the ineptness, the absurdity was just on display. I mean, a clown with a flamethrower still has a flamethrower.
That's right. What? And I do want to get the cut 567, because we'd heard about Jared Moskowitz, Congressman Jared Moskowitz, showing up in a Putin mask. It was a full covered head Putin mask. Okay. You don't have cut 567.
Oh, no, we have it. We're running out of time.
All right, we'll get to that. Here. We'll get to that in just a moment.
719. Cloudy, 28 degrees, a few more snow inches on the way for us here, maybe two or three more inches, so watch out.
Get out the yardsticks.
Yes, that's right. Measure it in your backyard. Let us know. More of the Johnny Gordy Show coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Join us for our annual Bock Fest on March 23rd. Kiss Old Man Winter goodbye and celebrate the coming of spring with the annual release of our roaming goat, My Bock. have your beer poked by the campfire, and dance to live music with the Jason Pettit Band starting at 5 p.m. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Yeah, Mad Radio, WMDX. I feel like I'm in some kind of old, like, Mannix episode.
I know. Mannix. Yes.
92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison. John and Gordy broadcasting live on the slick streets of Madison this morning.
It's looking a little wet out there, a little slippery, and, you know, they're saying maybe another 3 inches of snow on the way before it all wraps up by noon.
That's right.
Yeah. So watch out.
All right, let's get to Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz, who came with a full head. I mean, this mask that he wore fit over his entire head.
Are they allowed to do that? I mean, this doesn't seem right that they can come in with a full mask.
It was like a Mission Impossible
mask,
right?
People are going to start wearing costumes to into Congress?
Yeah, well, it was funny. It was crazy. Of course, rubbing it in. But he also had a lot of things to say, which really rubbed it in. And let's play Jared Moskowitz, you know, asking for a vote, finally, on impeachment.
Okay.
Right. And so I just think we should do it today. Let's just call for it. I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman. I want to help you out. You can second it, right? Like, make the motion to impeach President Biden. Go ahead. It's your turn.
You second it.
No, nothing. Okay, we got nothing. Okay. So I want to, with my last couple minutes, show the American people that they're never going to impeach Joe Biden. It's never going to happen because they don't have the evidence. Okay, this is a show. It's all fake. They just want to do these hearings. It's not leading to impeachment. They're lying to their base on Newsmax and Fox, leading these people to believe that they're going to eventually impeach the president. It's not going to happen at all, ever, period. They don't even have the votes, even if they had it in committee. They don't have the votes on the floor. They know that. They got members resigning rather than taking a vote on the fake faux impeachment. Just ask Ken Buck, who said the speaker ain't going to get me to take an unconstitutional impeachment vote. I mean, boy.
That's pretty tough. That's pretty tough stuff.
He's good.
Yeah, he really is. He's really laying into him. I mean, that cut would be longer if I included it. He really he talked to them, you know, Comer. And they're just not having any kind of response. And, and my point of view on that, of course, is that they want to drag this out to Election Day. This is the Clinton email thing where they just want to drag it out and keep it alive and well until Election Day, hoping that at least this might help just a little bit put Trump over the line.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just really stupid. All right, now, I'll tell you what. We talked about this. We forgot all about the Mean Farmer episode. We really have to have the Mean Farmer.
Especially in a day like this.
Yes.
You know, what's the Mean Farmer going to tell us about today? Do we know?
What is the next episode?
This one is labeled Bunny Time.
Bunny
Time.
Well,
yeah, Easter?
Yeah, Easter's not too far
away. Okay, let's check that out.
All right.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer. This week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's... It's bunny time. Bunny rabbits. Cute little furry, big-eyed, floppy-eared, cotton-tailed. It's bunny time.
Darn near Easter, ain't it? Well, I like to raise, 20 or 30 of the little late pine devils, cute little painted hutches down by the sheep dip pit. And I let some town kids come on over and raise them, feed them carrots and lettuce chewing away in there. And we give them names. Floppy and Fluffy and Pinky and Snookums and Bugs and Roadkill and Maggie and Cottontail. Stuff like that. And then on Easter, I bring the kids over to the farm and sit them down. And I come out of the kitchen. Here's Floppy! It's Hoss and Pepper. I label them. Snookums, Cottontail, like those little things you get in steakhouses, you know. Some of them kids are never the same again. Oh, and also on the Mean Farmer Show, we'll start registering some lucky viewers for the big cash prize in the Mean Farmer, How Long Will the Easter Baby Chicks Survive? Oh, and next week, I'll tell you how to scare the hell out of an old horse. Lauren Green will be my guest. He'll come by in his Alpo jacket.
Oh, God.
Because they know what's going to happen to them.
The Mean Farmer Show, brought to you by the Arch Edkins Bunny Burn Farm, south of the Ponca Hills Volunteer Fire Department. The Mean Farmer Show on the Situational Channel tonight after Frozen in the Headlights Part 3.
Here's Poppy.
Crazy.
Oh, the Mean Farmer.
We do love him.
We do. He loves you know. Those bunnies.
Oh, you know, he loves them.
Flopsy.
Oh, God. Well, we normally play them about 6:30 or so, but I thought, special occasion here with the snow and everything and Easter coming up, we could at least, you know, have a little visit from the Mean Farmer later in the day.
Yeah, Mean Farmer. Oh, hey, we've got a phone call here.
All right.
Let's go to the John and Gordy hotline and see who's on the phone. Good morning. Who's here?
I don't understand you. I don't understand you people. Not for 1 second. What is wrong with you? That was
Catherine.
A serial killer you were playing.
Yes,
what the
it
hell
was.
Are you thinking? That was awful.
Oh, that
I was going to call earlier and say how much I was enjoying Mystery Science Theater with you guys, commenting on all of the clips. Yeah. And then you have to play the Mean Farmer about being a serial killer.
I was going to jump
He's
in.
Not a serial.
My dad might be a little bit of a serial killer then, because when I was young, we had chickens. And then one day, some of them disappeared. And then we had chicken for dinner. And I was told years later that those were our chickens that we ate.
Oh, you know.
And we treated them like pets.
Named them.
Yes, we named them and everything. God.
Yes.
It's real life. That's a life on the farm.
Yes.
The Mean Farmer is, you know, he's an actual farmer.
He's a legend.
He knows. He knows. Oh, you know. He knows.
All right.
I'll see you soon. I'm coming into the station to fire you.
She's angry.
Oh, she's going to fire him. Well, thanks for the heads up.
We'll do a better show now.
Clean out our cubicle. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the heads up, Catherine.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's always nice
to later.
Be threatened a little bit. I like that. Being under a little pressure here.
I'm guessing she doesn't really like the Mean Farmer segment. Is that what your takeaway is?
Well, I just think that one was a more brutal than
maybe
most
we got to find a nice farmer to counterbalance.
That would be good. Okay. Yes. It's more touchy-feely.
All right.
Matter of sensitivity.
Take some sensitivity training now. All right. Well, coming up just a few minutes, Rocker is going to be joining us. He's in the studios here getting ready to tell us what's happening on the Max Inc. radio program this weekend. So that'll be coming up shortly.
But, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah. Saturday?
Well, Saturday.
Yeah, we got the weekend
we
off.
We got the weekend off
right.
This time.
last Sunday, we had a great time with Rocker.
St. Paddy's Day.
At High Noon Saloon.
High Noon Saloon.
That was fun times. Yeah. It was a good time.
I know I got a little out of control.
You were a madman.
I was drinking like a madman.
Too much green beer.
Green beer, the whole thing. It
got
was
a little
just,
wild on stage.
Maybe I should just, you know, rein it in a little bit when I go to these clubs.
You should.
I wanted to sing with the band. They wouldn't let me.
When you get on top of a table, you can really dance, John.
Yeah. See?
That's amazing.
It.
I hope that, you know, Rocker, asks us back eventually to help host something down the line, you know. He was promising us to come in on the Atwood Festival.
Maybe I need something to calm me down, you know? Maybe a little bit of that. Well, anyway, right. you know.
29 past the hour. We've got news, weather, and Pam Yonke's agricultural report straight ahead. And when we come back, Rocker and Max Inc. preview. Coming up. Let the sun
on, John. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Precipitation around Wisconsin's created a little bit of mud. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. But did you know that if you track that mud or manure onto Wisconsin roadways, you could be held liable? Details coming up.
Prematurely yellow beans are embarrassing. So-called friends drive by your yellowed-up soybean field and snicker, thinking you should have followed your brother into the insurance business. This season, apply Soy Green, the best technology available to fight against iron deficiency chlorosis. Your friends will turn downright green with envy. Beware of imitators. No other product comes close to the power of Soy Green. Ask your local retailer for Soy Green by name.
Just like your house, people coming in or going out are likely going to track a little mud. When Wisconsin farmers use rural roadways, they may bring along a little mud or manure. Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol says if you're thinking about being a good neighbor and cleaning that debris from the roadway, slow down and remember, there's liability to consider.
Technically, this work would be considered doing work within the highway right-of-way. So technically, this would require a right-of-way work permit from a regional DOT highway office for cleaning any state or federal highway. If the road cleaning is taking place on a township or county highway, those local officials should be contacted prior to any cleaning. I guess with that being said, even though the farmer should be contacting the officials in charge of the maintenance of the roadway, I'm not so sure they're always going to be doing that. Anytime they leave debris on the roadway or attempt to remove the debris off the roadway, you have liability concerns that they need to be considering.
Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol, he says if farms still decide that they want to try to clean that mud or manure off the roads without seeking permission first, they can face a fine of over $200.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And a new documentary that focuses in on the mental health challenges that farmers face will air on Monday across PBS stations in Wisconsin. Greener Pastures is the story of four different farm families across the Midwest and how they dealt with mental health challenges. One of those farmers is Jeff Ditzenberger from Greene County, who tried to end his life 27 years ago by setting a building on fire while he was inside. Greener Pastures, airing across PBS stations on Monday. Check your local listings for details. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Your home home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine. For people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
It's good coffee.
It is.
Does the job.
Mad Radio, WMDX, and you know, we ran out of time. I wanted to get to Kyle Rittenhouse. He had a speaking engagement at a college.
Didn't go well.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
We'll have to wait till Dumpster Fire Friday next week.
At colleges. You know, this is their normal tour. You know, this is, you know, the Matt Walsh's make that tour.
But I heard it didn't go well.
It didn't go well.
So where we'll was get to it? That. It was, where was that?
It was at Kent State.
Oh, same that's
place,
right.
Same place as the Kent State shooting, which is why people are, I mean, for other reasons.
He got chased out of the auditorium, I heard. But we'll have that story some other time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for Rocker.
It's time for Rocker to find out more about what's going on in Wisconsin music. And that's why we love Wisconsin music. He brings in the best stuff. Absolutely. Yeah, great song.
Max Inc. every Saturday night here.
Yep. That's right. Thanks, guys. Thanks
Good
for
to
having
see you,
me
man.
On again. How you doing?
Doing all right. We had such a great time at High Noon Saloon last Sunday, by the way, for St. Paddy's Day. And thanks for inviting us. Right. It was a fun time.
Except for, like, John going in the green room and finishing off our bottle of Tullamore Dew.
Yeah, yes. What happened?
It was a pretty good show.
Other than that.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
No one knew I was under the influence.
Good times.
Oh, it was a fun show. We had a good time.
How you been?
I've been great.
Yeah?
You know, working hard this week, clearing out Rocker's closet, so I've been going in and finding old CDs that I've had from bands, so it's really great. We're going to get some all new throwback stuff to start bringing in future.
We can't say the name of it or any. It's just too over the.
People can hear us on social media, though. You say you turned on the mic, but people can still hear that stuff.
It's like one of those things you can't say it. Like, you know,
no,
no, they can.
Do you think so?
No.
The name of that band on the CD?
Yeah.
Show me the cover once so I can read it?
No.
Okay, fine.
I'd say not.
I don't.
It's that bad.
It's too much for your young eyes. We don't want to scar you for
life. Tell me when I'm older?
Yeah. We'll tell you some other time.
Just like the chickens.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Let's talk Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight.
Yep.
And this week, we have some great stuff. Rock Onsen, Dennis Graham, the director, he's going to be in here. Rock Onsen is a statewide garage band, like high school band competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it ends with the winners being selected, and they win Summerfest shows.
Wow.
With all kinds of other like recording prizes and different stuff.
Okay.
So that's a really great thing. We're going to be talking to Dennis. Fat Function, they have a show that's going to be coming up, and Al Falashi, the band leader, he's going to be in. He's going to be talking to us and actually telling us about Fat Function. We'll be playing some of their music.
I love that band.
A Time to Die, director Robert Love. He's got next Friday the opening at the Overture Center of his movie, which is a zombie movie filmed right here in Madison with local celebrities in it. So that's pretty cool. And then Max Inc. Heavy after the Live in the Lair, actually, I should say, our live performance, Linda and the Zeros, we're going to hear in that 1 second. And Max Inc. Heavy, interview with Conniption, Essential Last Crack. That's 10 p.m. to midnight. We get heavy.
You do get heavy. But it's still good. I mean, it's all great stuff. It really is. And some of the bands, the heavy bands, fantastic. From Milwaukee, there's one band that you guys play. I can't remember the name of them, but I love the song. It's just that this is so typically Milwaukee.
Wow. Yeah, there are a million Milwaukee bands that are awesome. And Milwaukee likes their heavy. Got to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, let's get to Linda and the Zeros. They're a Madison band. They are...
I like that name.
Their sole intent is finding a common thread in the connection of music to audience. They're a unique blend of soul, Motown, and funk, and echoing people like Stevie Wonder, and they have the ability to get an audience moving, groovy, It's undeniable, guys.
All right.
They are going to be playing this Saturday night live in the Lair, 6 to 9. We'll have them right here in the studio.
Wow.
It's a 10-piece band, right? A four-piece horn section, congas, keyboards.
Wow.
I mean, it's going to be crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Linda's going to be here 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night, so tune in live. But you can also see them coming up Saturday, April 7th at the High Noon Saloon with Automatic Lover, and that's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be playing Saturday, March 30th at the Red Rooster over on Seaforth Road off Highway 51. This song, it's just called Too Hot.
All right.
It's getting hot up in the kitchen. There's one for me and two for you. Let's hide them deep within the pantry. When the neighbors come around, it felt just like Christmas morning. He said he found it in the car.
Nice horn.
Funky.
I love it. It is too hot.
It reminds me of Cold Blood. Are you familiar with the kind of like a Tower of Power?
Yeah.
They're both from San Francisco.
Oh,
they shared the Tower of Power horn section. There was a sort of an offshoot band called Cold Blood with Lydia Pence as the singer. She sounds, Linda's got the same kind of feel to it.
And I'll tell you, it's going to be tough on the radio because she's a dancer. So, she's going to be tearing up the rug in here, I'm sure, while she sings.
Tina Turner.
So it's going to be a really great show. They're a really fun band to see.
Excellent. All right, what else you got?
Let's move on. There's a band here called The Solution. It's really a band of all-stars. It has Mark Ailes, who's a founder of Falcon. You guys might remember that from a million years ago here.
Yeah.
And Mark Owens from Falcon. And Jim Bant, who you might remember as the drummer of Rock's Alley, Tarahumara, Mission Blue, the Madison Scouts even.
Mm.
And he toured nationally with Leslie Thriller. And then there's vocalist Adrian Grimes. He's a British musician who found some fame with the Sumo Giants that was produced by Jeff Lynne of ELO, the Traveling Wilburys fame.
Mm.
Came to America after getting a degree in medicine and ended up here at the university. They formed this band called The Solution. They're pretty cool. They're going to be playing Leisure Lanes in Monroe on Saturday, March 23rd and March 30th at the Owl's Nest in Poinette. A little bit of driving, but this band is worth it. This song is How Does It Feel?
All right.
And just what you think you are thinking of? How does it feel to be alone? You tell yourself that it was justified. Well, think again, my friend. You know that. Just lie. So tell me, how does it feel to be alone? How does it feel now that you're on your own? Well, you're missing love from the start. It breaks you. You're missing love from the start.
That's some hard rock, man.
Aren't those guys great, though?
Yeah.
I love
very
them.
Tight.
Great songwriting, great harmonies. And Adrian's a great singer. And usually he's wearing a kilt, so it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah, kilt.
We don't ask him what's under it.
Never anything under it.
Hey, last week.
Wait, I didn't mean.
What are you insinuating?
No, okay. Let's leave.
Let's move on.
Last week on Max Inc. Radio, we interviewed After our August. They're a Madison band right here, and they're having a CD release party. We were talking to them about that and premiering their new music Sunday, March 24th at the Harmony Bar on Atwood Avenue at 4 p.m. with Sean Michael Dargan. It's going to be their CD release party. We're going to play a song in just a second, but they're also going to be April 5th at the Wisco on Willie Street with Mother Material. And this song, it's called In Full View. This is brand new stuff, not even released till Sunday.
It's a debut.
Let's check it out. A premiere.
Okay.
A premiere.
Here we go.
Daybreak, where I'm hiding in this great light, can you find me? What a light from you is coming through, inviting me, changing you, closing up the window.
I'm detecting two voices there.
Yes.
What?
Okay.
That's Bob and actually his wife singing backup vocals.
Okay.
And
It's a very interesting combination.
Yeah. It's very, kind of melodic. Yes. Kinda, you know,
moody.
Mysterious.
Is the CD like that then? It's more melodic?
Oh, other songs are rocking. It's kind of, a very varied band, very diverse.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you know, we gotta talk Rockstar Death Notices, right? We used to do this all the time, and people in our scene pass away.
It is sad.
But Bob Kerman, he owned the Janesville Bar, the Back Bar. A lot of people might recognize that place. A lot of great shows came in there over the year, and he was in Florida, involved in a motorcycle accident. Oh. He passed away this last day or so. We tribute him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's get on to what else is coming in town here. Pat McCurdy. Everybody knows him, right?
Yeah. He's been around forever.
He's right.
An old friend that doesn't remember me. That's fine.
Really?
That's okay, Pat.
A member of Yikes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's okay, man. Yeah. Sure. I used to have him on my radio show all the time. When I first came to Madison in 1980, they were with Yipes.
Right, yeah.
And I was like a groupie of Yipes, and I forced them on the air.
Okay.
And he knew me and all that stuff. So I saw him in Milwaukee. He lives in Milwaukee. Right. And I saw him on the street, and I said, "Hey, Pat." And I'm yelling from my car, and he goes, "Yeah, hi." You know?
Yeah.
Didn't know me from Adam. So
he meets a lot of people. What are you talking about?
He was on the show all the time. I went to see his shows. Okay. I introduced the band. Come on, I knew these guys.
All right.
Well, this is now, it's going to get back to him for sure when he comes to the East Side Club.
Okay.
And that's going to be March 28th. That's a Thursday at 6 p.m. East Side Club is over on Monona Drive, right on the lake. Great place to see bands. So he was also in the Men About Town and the Confidentials, and he has the people that follow him, and they are called Patheads. So if there's any Patheads listening, they're going to tell him, John was talking about you on the radio.
I just walked in. I just walked in on you. I almost bit it three times walking here from the other side of the isthmus. But I saw Pat McCurdy when I came back to apply for this job.
Really?
Over the summer. He was playing at the campus.
Union?
The Union.
Yeah.
So, not the Monona Terrace, the Union. Thank you.
Yeah.
So awesome. I forgot about him in the 20 years I was in flipping Chicago.
Yeah.
I come back to that. I'm like, that's why I'm coming back to Madison.
He's a great artist.
And the same crowd, right? There was probably a group of people all around him singing his songs, right?
Everyone.
They knew all the lyrics.
He just doesn't have to do anything. He just talks and they finish it.
It's so fun to see him live. I have one of his older live albums. I've brought some stuff in. I'll bring some more. It's super fun because the crowd participation is just out of hand.
100%. From 4 to 50 or 70. They were all out there.
Yep.
And they all know his music.
The Patheads. Yep.
What's a drinking song that he always does? Do you remember?
Sex and Beer.
Yeah, Sex and Beer. That's right. Sex and Beer. Great song.
I really want to give John some props this morning.
Okay.
You discerned two voices. That was really spectacular musicianship there. That was really
awesome. Okay. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay. I've been in the music industry a long time.
See you later at the meeting.
Getting fired today.
We're getting fired today again.
All right. Let's get back to some music.
Okay.
Do we have enough time?
How much time we got here?
We have time.
40 seconds.
Okay.
40 seconds. All right. Well,
you wanna hold
this
over?
Is from Now Is Not the Time for Sad Songs, released during the pandemic.
All right.
It's Pat McCurdy.
I hate the hatred.
the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I hate the hatred, the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So, Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. I'm tired of races. I'm tired of their friends. Looks like blue meanies are in Pepperland again. Can't stand the poison.
That's cool.
They're spewing out.
He's awesome.
A little Beatles reference there to Yellow Submarine. You know, he's just great.
He's like our local Tenacious D sort of local.
Yeah.
You know,
local treasure. Yeah. Really excellent.
In fact, he
gets better and better.
Yipes had gotten back together, and they had a release party, and I saw them at the club just before the club closed down in Middleton, and it was just one of the great concerts. And in their latest CD, is a fantastic thing. You should check that out as well.
All right.
So Yipes.
The latest Yipes CD?
Reincarnation of Yipes.
I'd like to get that. That'd be fun.
We'll check that out. All right, rocker.
I still have more songs yet. Actually,
we got plenty of time here.
There is a great band that's been around for going on 30 years. They're heading towards three decades around here. They're called Sunspot.
Okay.
And Sunspot, they're going to be playing with Bing Bong tomorrow night, Sunday, March 23rd at 9 p.m.
Sunspot with Bing Bong.
Sunspot with Bing Bong. That's right. At the Harmony Bar on Atwood Avenue. And Pam, she's the singer in Bing Bong, guitar player. She owns the Harmony Bar. So that's her hometown bar, and Bing Bong is her band.
Great place. Yeah. Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. And okay. So now the interesting thing is that bassist and singer Mike Huberty from Sunspot, he runs something called the American Ghost Walks podcast, right?
All right.
And they take tours and they go around places in Madison that are haunted. And one of those places was the Frequency. So down in the green room where the bands go hang out, there was ghosts down there. And it's pretty creepy. And I've seen these ghost tours come through. We're like backstage hanging out. The bands are getting ready. All of a sudden it's Saturday night, you know, and a ghost tour comes down. Like 30 people want to check out the basement of the Frequency. It's pretty fun. You know, those guys are pretty crazy. Yeah. So they put out this album, and this is a song kind of about ghosts. So this is called I'll Spend the Night. This is Sunspot.
I like it.
I'll spend the night in the
killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase?
That's nice.
Kind of creepy.
Could you do that?
I'm a little scared.
Could you spend the night in like a murder scene?
Yes. Really?
I could. In fact, I'd want to. My kids would love that.
It's on your bucket list?
Yeah. Oh,
no kidding?
Yeah. We want to take a tour, a ghost tour throughout Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty.
My sons are really into that, and it would be fantastic. And I love that song because that captures the nature of ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Essentially, I mean, that is just a great song, great stuff.
There's several ghost tours up around Baraboo and the Dells, because there's some really creepy stuff around Baraboo because of circus, you know, the circus connection
and all the weird
stuff going on. Sam, did you have
I was going to ask Gordy if you're afraid of ghosts.
Well, I've never had any experience with ghosts. I don't, why? Why are you asking me?
John is all over it, so I was curious.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not sure I would spend the night in a murder scene. I don't think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the rave in Milwaukee, they have a pool underneath the floor, like it's hidden, it's closed off. And supposedly there's a ghost in there. In the rave, like under, you got to travel in. Some bands never get to go there, but if you're backstage, you can get to that like little pool area. And
see, the whole thing about ghosts and ghost hunting is the adventure and to see if something will, you know, come up and influence you in some way, shape, or form.
That's, is it for real?
That's what it's all about.
Right.
Yes. And that's a very good song. Of course, I think, you know, the song Impact is even better once you know that this guy is a ghost hunter and he does ghost tours. That's fantastic.
Writing songs from his heart.
I love that.
Oh, let's
Jump in for a second. Just want to remind everybody that our word of the this hour for the text to win contest for the ride into spring is green. Okay, green is the keyword. Got to do it before 8 o'clock. Just a reminder.
Oh,
so,
yes, definitely.
All right, back to you, Robert.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Gordy. Mark Croft. This guy, he's come into the Red Rooster Saturday, April 6th. He's a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter and acoustic guitarist with roots, rock, and Americana. He's a skilled guitar player, powerful and dynamic vocalist, talented singer, songwriter, entertainer.
Okay.
Let's hear a little Mark Croft. This song is called The Shaking and the Boom Boom.
All right.
Wow. This old house is coming down. Light it up, burn it to the ground. There's no love within those walls. It's just a domicile and a port of call. Not a place that you call home. Instead of coming on the telephone, broken hearts and broken too. We're gonna bring it down with the shaking and the boom boom. We've been long waiting. We've been long waiting. We've been long waiting. We'll bring it down with the shaking and the boom boom. Now my daddy died years ago, when the whiskey river overflowed. Dysfunction, atrophy, good Lord.
Good stuff.
This song and the last one does have that sense of Americana in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Sunspot's interesting because they're usually kind of a punky rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
But the drummer, Wendy, she plays violin and comes in on that. So they're not normally like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Mark Croft definitely is.
Yeah.
Rocco, he's really good. We are all out of time for today.
Oh, thanks, guys.
But thanks for coming in. Max Inc. tomorrow night, 6 to midnight.
That's right.
We appreciate it.
Live in the Lair with Linda and the Zeros.
Excellent. All right. That's going to wrap it up for the John and Gordy Show for this Friday and for this week. Coming up on Monday, we'll have comedian Nathan Timmel join us. John, you got big plans for the weekend?
No.
Shoveling snow. Okay, thank you. Appreciate
it. It looks like it's melting out there, so I wouldn't have to do any shoveling.
All right. On behalf of Sam and Rocker and
Catherine
Lake stepping in here, that's going to do it for us. John and Gordy back Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responding to a new video that appears to show a group of migrants breaching a barbed wire.